L.A.Y., George Talbot, 1822 to 1901, and first wife, Mary Exine, 1825 to 1862, and second wife, Elizabeth L., 1833 to 1908. A wealthy landowner and business entrepreneur from Monterey and Allegan, Michigan, George Lay had a checkered relationship with the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Baptized together with Mary in 1856 by Joseph Bates, he was active in the Monterey Church for a few years and was elected church deacon. Troubles began when, after Mary's death, he married a recent divorcee, Elizabeth L. Jones, in 1864, under dubious circumstances. He did this despite the pleas of Ellen White in 1863 that the proposed marriage would damage not only his own reputation, but also that of the local church. According to an investigating church committee, George Lay recklessly burnt his copy of this manuscript. For a few years, he was separated from church fellowship, but Ellen White made strong efforts to reclaim him in 1868. Rode over to Brother George Lay's, she wrote in a diary entry on May 9, 1868. Had an interview with his family, prayed with them, and left them weeping, all broken down before the Lord. Following Ellen White's intervention in 1868, George Lay returned to church fellowship for a few years. In 1872, he was elected vice president of the Missionary and Tract Society for the Michigan and Indiana Conference. However, by 1874, George Lay had again relapsed, and from available documentation, he seems from then on to have remained outside the church until within a year or two of his death in 1901. Much of his disinterest, according to Ellen White, was because of his total absorption with his business and wealth. By 1880, George Lay was the largest landowner in Monterey, and in 1883, he helped to organize the Michigan Buggy Company in Kalamazoo, serving as its vice president until his death. In 1885, when George Lay was in his early 60s, Ellen White reminded him that his sun passed its meridian some time ago and is now rapidly declining, and she appealed to him from this hour to be the Lord's. She also cautioned him not to force from his reluctant hand destruction of your property or affliction of your person. The latter warning probably came to George Lay's mind when, in 1896, the Michigan Buggy Factory burned down with a loss of $63,000. The factory was rebuilt and enlarged, but again it burned to the ground, with a loss of $249,000. Insurance covered only a fraction of the losses. The warnings and ensuing disasters may explain why George Lay subsequently returned to the church. On receiving this news, Ellen White wrote a warm letter to Lay in 1900. I have heard that you have commenced once more to serve the Lord. I am more glad than I can tell you.